10 a.m. We thank you for being a part of this gospel program each Sunday morning. Your host, Sister Laura Mann, co-host Sister Becky Mitchell. Call a friend, call a neighbor. Tell them the Space Coast Gospel Hour is on, playing the best gospel on this side of heaven. Stay tuned for more gospel this morning. He's got it all in control. Mother Rose Wigan, Pastor Gladys, Sister Sylvia Dupree, he's got it all in control. All of them, yes. Surely he can take good care of you and me. God's got it all in control.
Got it all in control. God's got it all.
Word. Hell is the hottest word. Peace is the calmest word. Loss is the saddest word. Death is the coldest word. Heaven is the brightest word. Love is the broadest word. But Jesus is the greatest word. Anybody in here trust Jesus? Shout the glory. Say yes. Somebody say yes. It was the bottom of the ninth inning of the World Series. The sinners were playing against the saints. Are y'all here with me? Over on first base was old brother Grace, and playing against Grace was Hate. Over on second base was Salvation, and playing against Salvation was Damnation. Over on third base was old brother Love, and playing against Love was Hate. Say yes. Somebody say yes. The devil was pitching. The devil was pitching. And death was the back catcher. And sin was the shortstop. Because the Bible says that all have sinned, come short of the glory of God. I wish somebody pray with me. I heard. I say I heard. The faith went and got somebody to try to win the ball game. Moses came up the bench. Moses struck out. Say yes. Somebody say yes. Moses could not win the game. They said, get the apostle Paul. The same Paul that was converted on the Damascus Road. The same Paul that wrote more books of the Bible than any other man. Paul came up the bat, but Paul struck out. It's two outs now in the bottom of the ninth inning. Somebody said, what are we gonna do? Say yes. Y'all ain't helping me tonight. Shout yes. The saints were having a prayer meeting. The sinners were throwing a party. They said, we don't see nobody in the dugout that can win the game. Tell your neighbor, say, put your trust in Jesus. They say, all I see in there is Mary's baby. All I see is Ezekiel's wheel. All I see is Joel Thompson pointing in the valley. All I see, y'all ain't hear me. They say, give him a chance. And my Lord and Savior came up the bench. They pitch one ball. The umpire said strike one. That's a win. They nailed him to the cross. They pitched another ball. The umpire said strike two. That's a win. They put him in the tomb. But they made a mistake and pitched one more ball. One for the Father, one for the Son, one for the Holy Ghost. Jesus hit a home run. In came love, in came faith, in came salvation. Tell somebody, I'll always trust it. I'll always trust it. I'll always trust it. I'll always.
Every day of my life, I get a new blessing. Well, the Lord sends new blessings my way. And he does it over and over and over again. Come on, y'all. Talking about the Lord now.
You keep on blessing me over and over again. You keep on blessing me over and over again.
Lord, you keep on blessing me.
You keep on blessing me
over and over,
over and over again.
Lord, you keep on blessing me.
You keep on blessing me
over and over,
over and over again.
You woke me up this morning.
Oh, just keep on blessing. Ain't you glad about it this morning? And just keep blessing us over and over again.
You gave me eyes to see. You gave me a tongue to talk.
Go out this morning for Brother LaSalle William.
But you keep on blessing me.
Sister Evelyn William.
You keep on blessing me.
Sister Easter Butner.
Lord, you keep on blessing me.
Mother Esther Walker.
Over and over again.
You keep on blessing me.
Sister Lorraine Hubbard and Sister Clifford May Herbert.
I can move around.
Sister Alma Pratt.
Wave my hands.
I can wave my hands.
When you speak to me, I can understand.
Go live for Parker Moore Missionary Baptist Church Choir.
Where I can lay my head. I could have been sleeping in my grave.
Our brother Freddie Randalls. Happy Father's Day to you, brother Charles Harris, brother CJ Harris. Brother Jennifer Bailey. Happy Father's Day to all the said names this morning.
You keep on blessing
you.
Keep on.
Hold up for Brother Monroe Groves. Happy Father's Day. And Brother Sam Montgomery. And Brother Paul Holsey. Oh, just keep blessing us over and over. Hold up for all of our prayer warriors at Mount Moriah AME Church. Just keep blessing us. Brother Walter Davis Jr., happy Father's Day to you.
You made a way for me.
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 And you did it over.
Over and over.
And over.
And over.
And over.
And over.
Oh, yes.
Brother Richard Robinson.
If I can get a witness out there, ought to clap your hands. If you know you've been blessed, ought to help me.
I'm a Pastor Odell Watson, and happy Father's Day to you from Mount Moriah AME Church. And Reverend George Meyer and Reverend Clarence Pippa Sr. Happy Father's Day to all his said name, Mount Moriah AME Church. Coco. Brother Joe Felton and Brother Anthony Blunt, happy Father's Day to you. Mother Anna Mae Price. Pastor Rodney William and Sister Tavia William and Zion. I sit at Primitive Baptist Church and go down for Brother Rodney William, the pastor of Zion Occidental. We'd like to say Happy Father's Day to you this morning. Oh, they keep blessing us. Oh, that Brother Douglas Brothers and Mother Leotis Brothers.
There were two men.
Brother Douglas, brother, we'd like to have a Father's Day to you this morning.
But there was a major difference in these two men.
Brother Robert Franklin, happy Father's Day to you.
Was an atheist. And the other one was a Christian. But they were best of friends. And every now and then, the atheist would always pick at the Christian, say, "Your God ain't real. You're talking to a dead man." And he went on to say, "I believe that Jesus existed one day, but he's dead." Your God does not exist. Then he'd fall out laughing. Well, they each had a business. They were joining room one to the other. The atheist owned a grocery store. And the Christian owned a shoe shop. Hallelujah.
Oh, happy Father's Day this morning. And once again to Brother C.J. Harris. Calling by Pastor Gladys this morning. We thank God for him. He's always on in the afternoon. And if you haven't tuned in, it's your time. Brother C.J. Harris, happy Father's Day from Pastor Gladys.
But even the Christian went home.
I want you to know he'll come.
God stepped in his dreams and said, "Christian, tell your atheist friend, I'm coming to your shop tomorrow." Somebody say yes. Say yes. Yes. I'm coming to your shop tomorrow. Well, the Christian woke up early the next morning. God is back.
I would like to say happy Father's Day to Brother Leon Thomas and Brother Monroe Girls and Brother Regia Jones calling by Mother Rose Wiggin this morning. Hope you have a blessed day all day. All the fathers, we just hope God to continue to bless you and keep you, because he'll come.
Till you heard the key turning in his door. After a while, and by and by, the atheist put the key in his lock, went into his shop. The Christian jumped up and ran next door. Said, I got something to tell you. You've laughed at me for the last time. Jesus told me to tell ya, he's coming to my shop today, and he wants you to see him when he gets there. Somebody say glory, say glory. Make this a man to get on out of here. You making that up? Jesus is not coming nowhere, because he's still in the grave. And as soon as a Christian walked out, and he went into his own shoe shop, after a while an old lady walked in. He said, Mister.
Happy Father's Day to Brother Eugene Knighting. All our men in Mount Moriah AME Church, happy Father's Day to you.
You can give to me.
Mount Moriah AME Church, Coco.
The door of the
just want you to know he'll come.
Listen, the atheist was run over. They say, is that Jesus? And he walked out laughing. The Christian reached up. He said, my wife left an old coat here. You can have it. Hallelujah. When the old lady walked out, in walks a little boy. Hallelujah. The Christian standing there looking at the little boy. The little boy said, Mister, will you give me a piece of money so I can go next door and buy me a piece of meat? Hallelujah. So the Christian reached over and got some money out of his cash register. Said, go next door and buy what you want. Hallelujah. And about that time, the atheist ran. He ran to the thrift shop. Said, I guess you call this Jesus too. He said, no, I don't, but Jesus is coming to my shop. And so the little boy followed him out and went over to the grocery store. And before the atheist knew it, he'd given the little boy all the food he wanted and told him, you keep your money. Glory to God. After a while, an old man walked into the Christian shop. Said, Mister, you got a sale going on over there, and you say all the shoes has been left here for 30 days. You'd sell me a pair, but I don't have no money, and my feet are on the ground. Will you give me a pair of those shoes? Well, I tell you, I feel a dance working on me. They just ran in there. Said, when is your Jesus coming? The old man got the shoes and went on out. It was almost closing time. The Christian became so discouraged. So he's gonna laugh at me again. And after a while, when the atheist came over to him, he said, how do you know that Jesus is supposed to come today? And he reached back and got the Bible. Said, he showed me this scripture. the Gospel of St. Matthew, the 25th chapter and the 40th verse. He laid it up there and said, lock up my shop when you get through. And the Christian walked out of the door with his head bowed down. Yes, he did. After a while, the atheist went and began to read the scripture that said, in as much as you've done it unto the least of these, the little boy, in as much as you've done it unto the least of these, the old lady, in as much as you've done it unto the least of these, the old man. He said, oh, he came. He came. I just didn't know it. He ran out the door and ran down behind the Christians. He said, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Your Jesus came. Your Jesus came. Your Jesus. Your Jesus came.
I'll tell somebody, he'll come. He'll come.
Your Jesus.
Brother Jesse Hanks, happy Father's Day to you.
It looked like he wasn't coming. You paid your tithes. You did everything that was right. But yet looked like you stayed sick all the time. But I come tonight to tell you he will come. Look at somebody and tell him he will come. You've been calling on the Lord. Come on.
Oh, he'll come. Tell somebody he'll come. You might not recognize him, but he'll come.
You've been praying. Yeah.
At this time, I believe it's time for some sponsors this morning. And they are all our sponsors are in our community. This program is sponsored by Bailey's Used Car Auto Paint and Body Work, 1305 Franklin Street, City of Cocoa. You can always call them at 636-3615. Area code is 321. Now that's Bailey's Used Car, his son. They are along with them. We have Johnny Fred Bailey, Senior and Junior, and they are both there. Now, they are sponsoring these programs on Sunday morning. And we thank God for those that are listening and let you know that they are sponsoring. And happy Father's Day to the Bailey family. And also, it brought to you in part by Stone's Funeral Home. The home that Richard built, you in heart and you in mind. Established since 1923. One funeral home, two locations to serve you. 516 King Street, City of Cocoa. 636-2344. 2400 Stone Street, Melbourne, Florida. 727-9009. Area code is 321. Now, this goes out in memories of Brother Rudy Stones, and this goes out in memories now, supposed to be Stones Funeral Home. It has also brought to you in parts from Brevard County, all its surrounding areas, Freddy's Custom Paint and Body Shop, located at 416 Roosevelt Avenue, Merritt Island. His son Jason is there, and they are bringing you to whatever you're looking for. They have it. They have cars. They have houses. They do different paint jobs. So just check them out. Stop in now. And this program is brought to you, and we'd like to say Happy Father's Day to all that's here this morning from these Freddy's Custom Paint and Body Shop, Bailey's Used Car Auto Paint, and the Stone Shoner Home. Happy Father's Day from this morning. Come back into the program, play one of the latest and the greatest. Let's go live for all the fathers this morning. From Sister Becky Mitch and yours truly, let's go live to all the fathers on the sound of my voice this morning.
The church. God has been good to you. Yeah.
On last evening, well, a celebration from the girls and the Phillip family. Family reunion was on last evening, and we had a great time. And everybody was there, and we just thank God for them, all the ones that came, and we thank God for the fathers and everybody that was present. And we're going to be at St. John Church of God in Christ this morning at the, I believe that's in Cocoa, and St. John Church of God in Christ, a celebration. We're going to meet there this morning at 11 o'clock service. Now, this is a family reunion from the Grubbs and the Phillips family and others. And we thank God for the celebration. Thank God for that family reunion celebration. Enjoying Jesus along with them. And we thank God. This morning we had a great time. We were at the Gowanus Island over. And so we just thank God for everybody that was there. Can't name names because it's so many, but we just thank God for all of them that was there. And Happy Father's Day to all of them.
I say, every time I get to this song, my soul get happy, and I just can't hold my peace. Yo! Lord been mighty good to me. Anybody here know God been good to you? Yo! God Almighty been my mother. He been my father. When my way got dark, he was bread when I was hungry. Yo! Anybody here love the Lord? Do you love him? Don't fool me now. Has he been good to you? Yeah! Hey!
all that stove up Metropolitan Missionary Baptist Church, and we like to say Happy Father's Day to all the fathers Metropolitan Missionary Baptist Church this morning. Happy Father's Day to all.
I wonder what would I do if it wasn't for the Lord in the midnight hour. Yo! God Almighty, so many times I had to get down on my knees. Yo! Anybody here ever had to call it? You didn't want to worry nobody. It was too early in the morning. But I could get down on my knees and say, Father, I stretch my hand to thee. Yay! Won't he fix it for you? Yay! My soul is happy.
From Riverview Memorial Garden. The place for quality and service is a must. Owned and operated by the Brother Duncan McKenzie. Located at 3751 North Cocoa Boulevard in the city of Cocoa. You can always reach him at 632-9050. Area code is 321. Now from Riverview Memorial Garden, I'd like to wish all a great blessed day on today. This is your day from Riverview Memorial Garden. From Quest Cleaners and Laundry and all the staff, we're able to bring you a lot of this program to be here this morning, and I thank God for them. And we'd like to say Happy Father's Day from Quest Cleaners and Laundry. And all their locations, they have locations in Titusville, Merritt Island, Cocoa, Rockleg, Polk St. John, VL, and North, Suntree, North, Melvin. Now they are all in our surrounding area, Brevard County. And they would like to wish each father a Happy Father's Day. And I would like to wish them, the whole staff, a Happy Father's Day from yours truly and Sister Rebecca Mitchell. We thank God for our sponsors. Going back into the program, play one of the ladies and the great.
For giving us to you. rejoice now, because the devil is already defeated. God is here to straighten out every situation that the devil has tried to mess up in your life. Listen. If there's something wrong in your life, you need to let God straighten it out. If there's a situation that just won't turn out right, let God
straighten it out.
This goes out for all the stones, staff, funeral home, stones, funeral home, go that for all the staff, the men. So I'd like to say, Happy Father's Day to you, and hope you have a blessed day all day on today. Brother Freddie Randalls, didn't hear from you this morning. Happy Father's Day. God is good.
Your church. Said, look at my sons and daughters. Said, God gave me all of my children. Not one time have I been to the courthouse. Not one time have I been to the cemetery. But you don't want me to dance in your church. Then he said, look at me. I'm 86 years old. I'm still able to walk down behind that old mule. In your church. Listen, Brother Deacons, if I can't shout in your church, hold my mule, I'm gonna shout right there. Say it! Say it! Say it!
Oh, happy Father's Day to Brother Freddie Randolph from Brother Jason this morning. Thank God for you both this morning. But you do, hold your mule.
Hold my mule. That's the way I feel right now. I feel like old Shout John. I know we got some dignified folk in here, but I come to tell you, I feel like praising him.
Oh, Brother Friend Randalls, we want to say happy birthday to him. And you know what? If you see him kind of walking slow and not too fast and it kind of, you know, slow, well, it's his birthday on tomorrow. And we like to say happy Father's Day to him and happy birthday to him also. And we hope you have many more and that God will continue to bless, keep, and protect. And this is our prayer. Brother Freddie Randolph this morning. Thank God for you. But
come on and praise the Lord while you have a chance. Anybody? Oh, oh, oh.
Come on, praise the Lord.
was a story about an old man who could barely read or write. And every day when he went to his mailbox to pick up his mail, he noticed some young boys on the sidewalk would be laughing and making fun of him because he was struggling and straining, trying to read his mail. And one morning, the old man stopped and said, "Young men, I want to know what's so funny." He said, "Instead of laughing at me, you ought to be thankful you can go to school and get a good education." He said, "I didn't have a chance to go to school like you." He said, "I had to work in the fields picking cotton, plying the oatmeal from sunup to sundown just to provide food and clothes for my family." He said, "But by the help of the good Lord, we made it." And the old man said, "I may not have book sense like you," he said, "but I've been saved, and I got the love of Jesus in my heart, and he's my teacher. He said, things that I couldn't do, he did. Things that I didn't have, he gave me. Things that I didn't know, said he taught me. So God taught me how to love one another, taught me how to give and be forgiven." He said, "Young man, you might grow up to be doctors and lawyers and teachers," he said, "but if you don't have the love of Jesus in your heart, it don't mean a thing." He said, "None but the righteous shall see my God." And he said, "The blood of Jesus dotted all my I's and crossed all my T's, and it covered all my misspelled words." And he said, "Young men, let me put some on your mind." He said, "I can't read like you, no." He said, "I can't write like you do, but my name has been written down in the Lamb's book of life." Oh. "And when the book of life is open, yes, and the roll call is read, he said, Jesus will be there to read my name." Yeah.
The clock on the walls has about my time to leave it this morning, but you know it's been a pleasure. Wherever you was listening, we bring you the gospel every Sunday morning from 9 a.m. until 10. Well, we have Brother Felton is also here at 7:30. And Brother C.J. Harris and all of us was bringing the gospel in praise and song. And we thank God for all our listeners. Thank God for all my sponsors. Happy Father's Day to all of them. If I miss one, charge it to my mind and not to my heart. Thank God for Jesus this morning. You was tuned to the Space Coast Community Gospel Hour. And we are here each Sunday morning. And we thank you for your prayers. We thank you for your donations. We thank you for whatever God lay on your heart to give us. And we thank you for that. Your host was Sister Laura Mann, co-host Sister Becky Mitchell. We've been here for quite a while, like 31 years. And we've been bringing you the gospel and praise and songs. And we thank God for all our listeners and all our sponsors. Go to the church of your choice today. It's church service all around and family reunion celebrating at St. John's Church of God in Christ this morning. The Phillips and the Grubb family, they'll be there for church service. And we thank God for everyone. Play something old, play something new, play it all just for you. Made some sad, made some glad, but you know, did the best I could with what I had. And the best is Jesus. Go to the church of your choice and remember the doors of the church is always open. And we love you, and God love you too. See you in church today. Pleasant. Good morning.
That's what that old man said. Jesus
will be there.
He's gonna be right there, yeah.
To read my name.
Gonna read my name.
Not on the last night
of the way. He said, Jesus.
smile on your face. Keep hoping.